PC Who Took on Armed Gangs Wins Awards, an exclusive by James Brilliant. A police constable who single-handedly tackled two fighting armed gangs on the Rockingham estate in July 2009 has been awarded a Police Federation Police Bravery Award and said he would do it again without a doubt. PC Graham Hislop was in a single-crewed patrol car responding to reports that youths on bicycles were terrorising local residents when he encountered the two rival gangs clashing in the street. He was faced with two gangs collectively numbering around 30, armed with sticks, baseball bats, hockey sticks, knives, a bayonet and a petrol bomb. Undeterred, the 43-year-old drove his patrol car in between the two gangs in order to separate them. He got out of the car before intervening between the fighting groups, breaking up the fight, arresting one of the gang members for a fray and calling for backup. The arrested youth received a 12-month suspended sentence. Backup police officers then made a number of further arrests for a fray. However, many of the gang members involved had already fled the scene. Commissioner Sir Paul Stevenson said, "PC Hislop's bravery in the face of exceptional danger is inspiring and just one example of our officers being here for London and of the lengths they go to every day to ensure that the streets of London are safe." Actions like that are taken by PC Hislop represent the qualities that make the Met a special organisation, with officers showing courage, determination and dedication, sometimes at great risk to themselves. Paul McKeever, chairman of the Police Federation of England and Wales, said, "To go into this situation single-handedly is an act of extreme bravery. PC Hislop deserves the highest recognition for his incredible bravery and courage, intercepting such a violent gang warfare situation. This award recognises his heroic actions. His bravery is an inspiration to us all." PC Hislop, who won both the London and overall bravery categories, was presented with the award at a ceremony by presenter Christine Bleakley at the luxurious Savoy Hotel in London, following a reception at 10 Downing Street at which all 59 award nominees met Prime Minister David Cameron.